it's been the same throughout the whole time. Yeah. I'm not trying to change anything different with my game right now. I think the only time I'm trying to change my game is during the off season when there's a lot of work to be done and bits and pieces that you try to remold of your game if there's anything that needs to be worked on. But right now during the season, it's just maintenance mode and keep making sure that I'm keeping myself in good shape and making sure that I'm staying at the peak level performance throughout the whole season.
I think that you raised a good point about trying to maintain balance for this season. A lot of people may ask, do you get pumped up for this game? Do you get pumped up for that game? But is there really more toward of the buy-in that you have to really treat it like it's any other day or else you're going to risk a lot of mental fragility, if I can use that as a term here?
Yeah, I think it's important to treat everything the same. Just like practice, treat everything like it's a game. And then when you transition into games, that it becomes easier for you. So you got to put all the hard work into practice. But going from game to game, nothing changes. It's still the same game with 5 or 10 players on the ice and 1 puck and 2 nets. So nothing really changes. You just have to prepare the same way. I have my own pregame routine that I follow every game, and nothing changes. I just play the same game.
I'm actually fascinated by part of that routine because when the bus pulls in at about roughly 5 o'clock, we get going. Guys will usually split into their different compartments to get ready for a game. My path usually goes all the way through the actual hallway of the rink, all the way up. And through that hallway, I usually pass by you, juggling against the wall. I think the Beats by Dre is at about roughly a 10 level in your ear. What's in your head, or what's in those headphones usually?
I listen to a lot of country music on game days. Before the game, I listen to a lot of Tim McGraw, and just sort of relaxes me. I don't really like to get that hyped up before games. I sort of just like to stay pretty relaxed.
What's your relationship like with Mario Petit?
We're both goaltenders, so I think when there's only 2 guys on the team with pads, so automatically we become pretty close friends, and on the road and from anywhere, he's a very supportive goalie partner, and we both push each other in practice, and that's good to have.
What's the best part about Mario Petit and his game?
I think he plays bigger than he is.
Yeah.
He makes himself big, and he makes himself look bigger than he actually is.
Carter Hart joining us in the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380. Good to have Riley Sutter as well joining us. The two of these guys, roommates, the two of these guys, a lot of stories here to share as well. I ask you from your times from back in the summer leading up into training camp and now, how many times are you usually in touch per week, maybe per month, with the Philadelphia Flyers?
It depends on how their schedule's going. They have a development guy that will text me or call me and just to check in and from game to game and see how I'm doing and just to see how things are going. But they're pretty good at staying in touch with me and seeing how I'm doing.
After being drafted, how many more voices, and I should say friends, constituents, people in hockey, how many people are in your ear now versus last year?
I wouldn't say so much as friends, but you get more coaches and more people trying to give you input on your game. But at this point in your career, you should know your game well enough, what works for you and what doesn't. And obviously, you still want to be open to suggestions, and you don't want to be ignorant coming off, or you don't want to come off as ignorant to their suggestions, to their opinions. But at this point and stage in your career, you should know your game well enough to know what works and what doesn't.
There's a Flyers goalie coach there, Shane Clifford, here with the Silver Tips, who actually went with you to the draft. There's your guy back in Edmonton, Dustin Schwartz, as well. As far as development, do you learn best off feel or versus technical?
Technical. Yeah. Just getting the reps in. I'm more of a visual learner. I like to see what I'm doing first, and that's the way I've always been, even throughout school and all that.